Many astronomers have been looking forward to today. It marks the beginning of a celestial convergence. The Earth, Moon, Sun, and five planets will come into alignment, forming nearly a straight line. It's a rare event, says commentator Kelly Beatty, but not as earth-shattering as some might think.
Let's imagine that sometime this morning the Sun were to disappear. You'd step outside in disbelief, look up into the dark sky, then behold something beautiful and, well, downright cosmic. Arrayed overhead against the stars, you'd see a delicate crescent moon, and to its right, five bright planets close together. Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury, and Venus would form a string of star-like pearls about the width of your outstretched hand. That planet lineup really is taking place today, but the sun's glare makes it impossible to see, and that's too bad, because these worlds on a string would be more than just pretty. They'd remind us that there are cycles at work in our solar system whose consequences come and go with clockwork regularity. Planet comes from the Greek word for wanderer, and knowing the exact whereabouts of these five wandering lights was once a big part of an astronomer's job description. Some even did a little astrology on the side. But even though astronomers and astrologers parted ways centuries ago, some people still cling to the notion that the planets can influence our lives across billions of miles. Today's cosmic lineup, for example, inspired a book by Richard Noon called 5-5-2000, Ice, the Ultimate Disaster. I looked for it in a local bookstore, and sure enough, there it was tucked between Tarot Made Easy and the Complete Book of the Psychic Arts. I'll spare you the details, but based on his study of the pyramids and other sources, Noon predicts that we're due for some kind of global catastrophe today, or tomorrow, or any day now. Most likely, he says, the combined gravity of those aligned planets will trigger a polar shift and cause the Earth's ice caps to lurch toward the equator at supersonic speed. Well, this idea defies several laws of physics, but Noon isn't alone in such wild speculation. An internet search I did on the phrase 5-5-2000 turns up hundreds of sites linking today's date with everything from personal enlightenment to mega earthquakes. Let's get real here. When Jupiter aligns with Mars, it cannot influence our everyday lives. Besides, it's not like these planets are coming together for the first time in history. Their last gathering was on February 5, 1962, when a total solar eclipse was thrown in for good measure. I've checked around, and on that date, the banner headline was not "Kiss the Earth Goodbye." Instead, newspapers carried Charles de Gaulle's announcement that Algeria should be granted independence from France. It's little wonder that pseudoscience finds such a wide and ready audience today. We live in a time when more than half of freshman science students believe in astrology, and when many TV viewers find The X-Files just as plausible as what they see on Nova. Why is that? Maybe sometimes we're just a little too gullible. Maybe reality is boring and we find oddball theories more exciting. Or maybe it's that we're spending too much time staring at screens and too little gazing upward into a star-spangled night sky.
Kelly Beatty is the senior editor of Sky and Telescope magazine in Cambridge, Massachusetts.